From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan is dead of congestive heart failure at age 94. The wife of the 40th President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, for more than five decades until his death in 2004, she served as First Lady from 1981 to 1989. After leaving office, Mr. Reagan retired within a few years after making a public statement that he suffered from Alzheimer's disease. The executive director of the Ronald Reagan Foundation, John Heibusch, spoke today about her involvement in his legacy and the foundation.
She was our leader and our inspiration, so to have lost her overnight as we did, it's a terrible thing, and you know, something that we just have to live with, but we've also planned for, and so now we need to move on and have her buried next to President Reagan, as was the plan.
Again, Nancy Reagan dead at age 94. Nearly 5 million eligible voters in the West African nation of Benin are casting their ballots today for the country's next president. 33 candidates are running to succeed Touma Boni Yayi. Mr. Yayi is leaving office after the legally mandated two terms, reinforcing Benin's reputation as a model of democracy in the troubled continent, where many leaders revised their country's constitutions in order to remain in power. Yayi told reporters as he cast his ballot that he leaves behind a unified Benin. A suicide attack in the Iraqi city of Hilla today killed 47 people and wounded more than 40 others. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the bombing. A police official says the attacker drove an explosives-filled truck into a security checkpoint that was filled with cars backed up waiting for entrance into the city. This is VOA News.